Hello and welcome to English Pronunciation Pod, the English pronunciation podcast dedicated to improving your pronunciation of American English. I'm your host, Charles Becker, coming to you from New York City, the multicultural capital of the world. English Pronunciation Pod is for anybody who wants to improve their pronunciation of American English. Transcripts of our lessons are available at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. On our website, you can also download our full English pronunciation course in MP3 format, Best Accent Training MP3s. In this week's podcast, we're going to review the consonants which we've covered in the last several podcasts. These consonants are known as the sibilant consonants. The sibilant consonants are s, z, sh, zh, ch, and j. These consonants all involve placing our tongue tip near or on the gum ridge. I strongly recommend that you listen to the previous lessons about these consonants if you haven't already, before using this podcast. Podcasts number 38 through 50 give complete, detailed instruction as to how to pronounce these consonants. One of the main purposes of this podcast is to emphasize the importance of reviewing material when studying accent reduction. Some of my best private students here in New York City have told me that they are always reviewing the material from past lessons. This is called maintenance of the fundamentals. Maintenance of the fundamentals will keep your pronunciation skills strong and consistent. It's like a professional musician who still practices the same scales every day, or a dancer or an athlete who warms up with the same routine every day. Practicing the fundamentals is essential, because these are the building blocks of more complex pronunciation patterns. So let's begin with an exercise which will review all of the sibilant consonant sounds of English. This exercise creates a clear distinction between these consonants. Listen and repeat the sounds, paying careful attention to the differences in tongue position for each of them. Again, if you're not sure how to position your tongue for any of the sounds, you can find the full lesson in the podcast archive on our website. Please listen and repeat. S. Z. Sh. Zh. Now let's add a vowel sound to these consonant sounds. Let's choose a simple vowel, like ah, so we can really focus on making the consonants as accurate and as distinct as possible. Please listen and repeat. Sa. Za. Sha. Ja. Cha. Ja. In this next exercise, we're going to practice some words which contain two different sibilant consonants, which are often confused. Because these words contain sounds which are similar and often confused, they can be very tricky and challenging to pronounce. The first pair of words contain the consonants s and z. Please listen and repeat. Size. Season. The next pair of words contain the consonants s and sh. Please listen and repeat. Session. Slash. The next pair of words contain the consonants z and sh. Please listen and repeat. Musician. Physician. Here's a pronunciation tip. If you're having trouble pronouncing musician and physician, I recommend that you break it down into smaller units. Start by just practicing the sound zish, zish, and then move on to musician. Please listen and repeat. Zish. Musician. Zish. Physician. The next pair of words contain j and z. Jazz. Residual. The best way to learn a new sound is to practice it slowly. The secret to speaking English clearly and quickly is practicing slowly and accurately. Learning to speak English with a standard American accent is a gradual process. But if you work at it regularly and practice as often as you can, you're going to improve. It's important to have the right training tools in order to improve your accent. That's why I recommend that you check out my English pronunciation course in MP3 format, Best Accent Training MP3s. No matter what your first language is, Best Accent Training has the lessons you need for speaking English clearly and correctly. Best Accent Training contains all the sounds of English with step-by-step instructions and practice exercises. You get all the vowels, all the consonants, syllable stress lessons, intonation lessons, and connected speech. Best of all, Best Accent Training is a fast and easy download that you can put on your MP3 player and take with you wherever you go. I specially designed it for that purpose. Best Accent Training, available for download at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions for this podcast, feel free to contact me at contact@EnglishPronunciationPod.com. I'd be happy to hear from you. From New York, this is Charles Becker saying thank you for joining us and see you next time.